This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
For a second weekend, tens of thousands of people poured onto London's streets, showing solidarity with Palestinians and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. In light of Israel launching an expanded ground operation, protesters like Mohammed Ullah from London says political leaders must do more to protect civilians.
Yes, it was a crime by Hamas, but at the same time, what the Israelis are doing, this is genocide, and these children should not be killed and murdered, and they don't deserve to be treated like this.
Another Londoner, Dave Barnes, explains why he's protesting.
What Israel is doing is being normalized across the world, and we must not stand for it. We must stand for the oppressed, and we must all march on every occasion and every opportunity.
Mimi Montgomery, London.
Meanwhile, Israel says that it has two main objectives in Gaza. That's to destroy Hamas and rescue 230 hostages being held by the militant group. The families worry the two aims clash. Beginning Friday night, Israel ramped up ground operations and airstrikes in Gaza, saying it was targeting tunnel infrastructure used by Hamas. But families have reason to believe that their loved ones could be held in those same tunnels. One of the four hostages released by Hamas said that she has been held in an underground tunnel system. Mexico security authorities have raised the death toll from the Category 5 Hurricane Otis that struck the country's southern Pacific coast early Wednesday to 39. Mexico's security secretary said Saturday that the probable cause of death for the 39 was suffocation by submersion. She added that investigations continue and that the victims had not yet been identified. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Matthew Perry, who starred as sarcastic but sweet Chandler Bing in the hit series Friends, has died at the age of 54. The Emmy-nominated actor was found dead of an apparent drowning at his Los Angeles home Saturday, according to the Los Angeles Times and celebrity website TMZ, which was the first to report the news. Both outlets cited unnamed sources confirming Perry's death. In a statement, Warner Brothers Television Group said it was devastated by his passing. New York City is offering migrants one-way plane tickets to anywhere they want to go in the world in an effort to ease the burden on the Big Apple.
City Hall says it's setting up a new reticketing center in Manhattan as the latest bid to ease pressure on its shelters and its finances following the arrival of more than 130,000 asylum seekers since last year. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams describes the situation as a crisis and warns that shelters are so full, migrants will be forced onto the street as winter approaches. There's already a time limit on how long they can stay in them. The offer of free one-way plane tickets is the latest effort to relocate asylum seekers, a move that has not always gone over well. Julie Walker, New York.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is ending his bid for the White House.
It's become clear to me, this is not my time.
At the Republican Jewish Coalition Candidate Forum in Las Vegas,
I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Mike Pence becomes the first major candidate to leave the race that's been dominated by his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence failed to gain traction in the polls and struggled with fundraising and support.
I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land.
The withdrawal's a huge blow for the politician who spent years as Donald Trump's most loyal lieutenant. But in the end, he was bashed by Trump, who thought somehow Pence had the power to overturn the results of the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Iranian teenage girl injured weeks ago in a mysterious incident on Tehran's metro while not wearing a headscarf has died. Armida Jaravan had been in a coma for weeks in Tehran before her death. Iran's state-run news agency reported her death Saturday. Her parents appeared in state media footage saying that a blood pressure issue, a fall, or perhaps both contributed to their daughter's injury. Activists have alleged that Jaravan may have been pushed or attacked because she was not wearing the hijab and called for an independent investigation by the United Nations fact-finding mission on Iran. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.